Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. Then they also who are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I live because Christ lives. His resurrection takes the misery out of our existence. Even the Apostle Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, what a miserable lot of people we would be. We are of all men most miserable. But you know that Paul was not miserable, because he is the one who wrote from the Philippian jailhouse, "Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice." He was a happy soul. What made him such? The hope that he had in Jesus Christ, because he says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. All the other things were ifs. If Christ be not raised, then our faith is vain. All those who have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And we would be miserable, miserable. But it is true that Christ is raised from the dead. He lives, and because he lives, we can live also. Pray. Praise God. This is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain, come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee every hour, most holy one, O make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I'm sure you recognize those words as being one of our favorite old hymns. I need thee every hour. And that doesn't express some weakness on our part, that of a coward, that is too weak to even stand up. It expresses a faith and a hope and a trust. It expresses strength, not weakness, strength. Now, anybody who says, I don't need God, and we don't need to put our trust in the Lord, and there are so many influences around in our country who would love to take everything off our money, any inscriptions on public buildings that speaks of any trust in God. One nation under God. In God we trust. Well, anytime we do that, anytime we say, I'm strong enough, I don't need God, I am self-sufficient, that is just foolishness. But any heart that says, I need God, that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of real, genuine strength. Anytime our forces go into war and we pray, God help us, we depend upon you, that's wisdom and that's strength. Anytime we go through periods of depression or economy difficulties or political difficulties, and as a nation we turn to God and pray, God help us, that's a sign of strength. Not weakness. So let us say today, I need thee. Oh God, I need thee. Or as David put it, I am poor and needy. Now you know David wasn't poor, and he wasn't needy. Not really. He was the king of Israel. He had all the money anybody could wish or want for. But when he said, I am poor and needy, he was speaking of the poverty of his soul. In the same way that Jesus was speaking when he gave us the Beatitudes, and the very first one says, blessed are the poor in heart, the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He wasn't talking about the penniless and those who don't even have a dime in their pocket. He was talking about the poverty of soul. You know, we can be rich and have $1 million and be poor in spirit, poor in heart. And that's what David meant. Lord, I am poor and needy. Help me, come to my aid. And yet he was very rich and wise and mighty and strong, it would appear to be outwardly, but deep within, he had a hunger and a thirst for God, and he realized his entire need. And he was one who leaned upon God and trusted God and prayed to the Lord. Let us, even with all of our sufficiencies and the things that we do have, realize that without Christ we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. Without God we are nothing. Lord, I need you today. Whether the skies are blue and sunny, or whether the storm clouds gather, whatever may be happening in your life or in my life today, if you're on the mountaintop of joy and happiness and prosperity, or if you're going through a very deep and dark valley of broken relationships and broken hearts and pressure upon pressure, I am poor and needy. Lord, come by my side. Lord, live in my heart. Lord, give me that strength that I need in this moment of my need. In Jesus' name I pray, not just for myself, but for my friends who are listening. Touch their hearts in this hour of their need.
Just Amen. When I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most. Jesus is near to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is my all. Answering when upon him I call, tenderly watching lest I should fall, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer, just when I need.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! and thy thoughts are very deep. And there's an exclamation point after works. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. God has been so good to us. He has done so much for us. We have so many reasons, so many causes to give him thanks today. I'll mention one of them. What about the five senses that God has given to us? To be able to see and hear and taste and touch and smell, to come alive to the things that are around us. God could have made life so dull and so mundane and so meaningless, but he gave us the senses so that we could enjoy the sunsets, we could enjoy the music, we could enjoy the sights, we could come alive to nature around us and the handiwork of our God. Through those senses of seeing and hearing and tasting and touching and smelling. Now, it is true that not all sights and smells and feelings are good ones. There are skunks, and there are sounds that irritate and annoy, like a neighbor's hound dog howling through the night, or the baby crying at 2 a.m. in the morning, or the ominous sound of the alarm clock ruthlessly bringing you back to the real world. Those are some of the senses that do irritate. But oh, there are so many good things that come through to us from a benevolent Heavenly Father who has our interest at his heart. I came up with what I thought were the best of all these five things. What is the best sight, the best sound, the best touch, the best smell, the best taste? Let's see if you agree. I'm putting a spiritual touch on this now. The best sight of all, the best thing that your eyes could possibly see, is found in the Gospels. The Bible says that when Jesus was crucified, he was hanging there on the cross. They sat down and watched him there. The best sight of all. I saw one hanging on a tree in visions of my soul. He turned his languid eyes on me as near his cross I stood. That's the best sight of all. To see Jesus crucified on the cross for me. Me, a sinner. Lost and undone. Deserving nothing but God's wrath and judgment. But I see my substitute hanging on that cross of Calvary, dying in my place. That's the best sight of all. The best sound? Well, it just seemed to me that the best sound I could possibly ever hear is when I get to the end of life's journey to hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That has to be the best sound of all. And the best touch? The hand of Jesus stretched forth, touching my heart and soul. How many times in the Gospels do you read the story of how Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched him? That's the best touch. And it seems to me that the best smell would have to be those the fragrance of showers of blessing falling upon my dry and thirsty soul. Oh, there's nothing like it. Have you ever come through a dry spell in your life, spiritually? And then in a time of devotion or in a sweet time of worship in the public service, or maybe when you're in solitude by yourself, the showers of blessing begin to fall upon your dry and thirsty soul, and the very smell of it, the fragrance of those showers of blessing, is the best of all. And the best taste, it seems to me that with all the things we may eat here and the things that we may taste, the best of all is reserved for us at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God. So there you have it, the best sight, Jesus nailed to the cross. See him there, dying for you and me. the best sound? Well done, thou good and faithful servant, to hear the Lord say. And the best touch, the hand of Jesus touching your life and my life, bringing wholeness to our brokenness. And the best smell, those fragrant showers of blessing falling upon my dry and thirsty soul. And the best taste, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And when we shall be forever with the Lord. Oh, I need Him today. And unashamedly, I confess my need. Lord, I do need You. And I do want You this very day. Fill my heart and life. Fill me with Your fullness. Fill me with Your goodness. I do need You today. And you know the Lord stands ready to meet your need, to come into your life. Ask Him to do it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, said Jesus. Lord, we need You. Heal us in our brokenness. Make us whole today. May we feel Your presence. May we hear Your voice.
Look upon my need.
Look upon my need.
I need You.
I need You, Lord.
I need you.
With all my heart.
Have mercy now on me. Forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I will be clean. Lord, look upon my need. I need You. I need You.
The Spirit-filled life, is it thine? Is it thine? Is thy soul wholly filled with the Spirit divine? O thou child of the King, has He fallen on thee? Does He reign in thy soul so that all men may see the dear Savior's blessed image reflected in thee? Has He swept through thy soul like the waves of the sea? Does the Spirit of God daily rest upon thee? Does He sweeten thy life? Does He keep thee from care? Does He guide thee and bless thee in answer to prayer? Is it joy to be led of the Lord anywhere? Is he near thee each hour? Does he stand at thy side? Does he guide thee with strength? Has he come to abide? Does he give thee to know that all things may be done through the grace and the power of the crucified one? Does he witness to thee of the glorified Son? Has he purged thee of dross with the fire from above? Is he first in thy thoughts? Has he all of thy love? Is his service thy choice and his sacrifice sweet? Is the doing his will both thy drink and thy meat? Dost thou run at his bidding with glad, eager feet? Has he freed thee from self and from all of thy greed? Dost thou hasten to succor thy brother in need? As a soldier of Christ, dost thou hardness endure? Is thy hope in the Lord everlasting and sure? Hast thou patience and meekness, art tender and pure? O, the Spirit-filled life may be thine, it may be thine. In thy soul evermore the Shekinah may shine. It is thine to live with a tempest all stilled. It is thine with the blessed Holy Ghost to be filled. It is thine, even thine, for thy Lord has so willed. O Lord, do it for us today. We stand amazed in your presence. As we are in this holy place together, breathe upon us. Lay your hand upon us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Empty us of self. And may we be filled with God as we stand amazed in your presence this very day. I've really enjoyed being with you today as we've shared these 30 minutes of devotions. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll tune in every day, Monday through Friday, the same hour, every morning. Have a good day. May God's very best be yours.
He asked me not to fill a servant's place. No.